say I saw, I'm not talking about outside, I know that that form is a vibratory field within me. So whatever this is just translates that into knowing, knowledge, and activation. You see what I mean? Kind of get what I mean? This is quite open. I'm not trying to get it grounded. I'm just saying it. So I saw that the bent pyramid, other than our beautiful, what's his name now, our guide?
Mahmoud.
Okay. Other than the shape was because of they didn't build it that shape anymore because of the weight that it was there. That was not it.
No.
At all. That was not it, right? That's a third dimensional intelligence that's speaking, that's stuck on history and templates of the known. But we're not working on templates of the known. Even the cartouches in all the tombs, they're not templates of the known. They're the wings of the spirit. You don't go in there and marvel, I'm suggesting. You don't go in there and marvel, when we do marvel, the art and the colour. I'd suggest you're marvelling at the ability for them to move you directly as a being, as a brightness, as an openness. Check it out. And if you really feel those cartouches, they propel you into what they call the afterlife. But it's just another dimension of life. Another dimension of life. So that bent pyramid is able to bring down or bring out or move a totally different frequency of cosmic ability and cosmic participation than the straight pyramid. It's totally and absolutely different. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not teaching you, I'm just saying, have a look. Now in the same manner, when we on this journey, when we begin to look at ourselves free of image, and we loosen our brain, our mind, and our body from all the images that we told we need to be us. It's literally images, like those cartouches. You've been told to believe they're you, but you want to fly. You want to excel in knowing the power and the wonder that you are. You really want to be able to move throughout the universe and in the beyond, in this dimension or any other dimension. And these are real things. So I don't actually believe that the pyramids were for pharaohs. They were transportation vehicles for beings, whether it was Atlantis, whether it was Lumeria, whatever it was, they were transportation vehicles. But this next dimension of life, I'm suggesting the transportation vehicle is us. Make any sense?
Yes.
So we're kind of loosen the shackles of beginning to share beyond your image, you know? Otherwise, most of us have been together for some years now, doing whatever we're doing, but would you like to change society a hell of a lot more?
Yes.
So then, it's that change in society, or the society you've made you to belong to inside. So the society you have become needs to transform. You need to know yourselves, we need to know ourselves, I need to myself, endlessly. And that's the breath of now. Does that make any sense as we're moving along all this? You know? I mean, this is what I live for. This is why I love meeting people like yourselves, because I feel a real calling to keep helping others to call themselves, so that we can all keep calling each other to really discover our divine power, because we're all creators.